I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, and poetry. It is not often I see a new novel, open to the first page, and then buy and begin reading, but it has happened now. Furthermore, it is by an unknown writer and her first novel. As I began to read, I gathered the subject of the novel revolved around the effects of climate change, overfishing in the oceans, and attempts to find the last flock of Arctic terns. I was immediately overcome with the beauty of her prose. She and several other characters also migrate. McConaughey begins, "The animals are dying. Soon we will be alone here. Once my husband found a colony of storm petrels on the rocky coast of the untamed Atlantic. The night he took me there, I didn't know they were some of the last of their kind. I knew only that they were fierce in their night caves and bold as they dove through moonlit waters. We stayed a time with them, and for those few dark hours, we were able to pretend we were the same as wild and free. Once, when the animals were going really and truly, and not just in warnings of dark futures, but now, right now, in mass extinctions, we could see and feel, I decided to follow a bird over the ocean." Franny Stone loves birds. She is desperate to find a fishing boat that will take her on to further her research. Charlotte writes, "I have been out here alone for 6 days. My tent was blown into the sea last night as wind and rain lashed it from my body. I've been pecked on the skull and hands more than a dozen times by birds who have been named the most protective in the sky. But I have 3 banded Arctic terns to show for my efforts, and veins filled with salt." Franny is determined to continue her research. She stops in a tavern frequented by fishermen who are reluctant to allow an untrained and inexperienced woman on their boat. She says, "Tonight, the task I need to get myself onto their boat." Finally, she convinces a captain to allow her on his boat. The ship is the Sagani. Charlotte writes, "I pull my windbreaker tighter about me. Even with 3 thermals underneath, I am still cold, but it feels good. Freezing wind bites at my cheeks and lips, drying them, cracking them. I am being allowed a rare break from my duties to witness the passage. Up in the bridge stands Ennis, carefully navigating his vessel through the dangerous ice. I can see him through persistently salt-rimmed glass and under an angry gray sky. The others make a steady route from stern to bow, monitoring the ship's passage and watching for chunks big enough to cause damage to the hull. This exciting and dangerous trip is only the beginning of this story." Charlotte McConaughey's debut novel, Migrations, is a fantastic one that will keep you on the edge of an iceberg. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.